I'm Dan Klefstad. With little fanfare, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced Illinois will take another step in his plan for reopening the state today.
All areas of the state are eligible to reopen in accordance with Restore Illinois Phase 3, which offers specific guidance on how things like outdoor dining, outdoor recreation, manufacturing, retail, personal care services, and offices can move forward with safety measures in place.
The guidelines include outdoor dining only, limitations on capacity, and mask wearing. The rules are listed at illinois.gov/business guidelines. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker says the ban on evictions in Illinois will be extended. The governor wants to protect renters, saying their lack of income is not their fault. Pritzker first banned evictions on March 20th. He said they are also looking at ways to help struggling landlords so they don't bear all the burden. A union for tenured and tenure-track faculty at the University of Illinois opposes reopening the Urbana campus to face-to-face instruction this fall. The Campus Faculty Association questions how the university could open the campus to tens of thousands of students safely. Professor Bruce Rosenstock says if most students are allowed to live on campus, it won't be the traditional college experience they expected and paid for.
They are also getting the opportunity to be responsible for a spread that would begin on our campus and would spread to the wider Eastern Illinois community and also Urbana-Champaign, where there will be deaths.
Rosenstock says campus should remain closed to most students, with some exceptions for those who must be on site to continue their studies. A message from university officials to staff indicates they are planning for a hybrid of online and in-person classes. The Illinois Department of Public Health is requiring long-term care facilities to do more COVID-19 testing. The state filed emergency rules mandating facilities test all residents and staff if they suspect an outbreak. Results will have to be reported to the state. Governor Pritzker says it's vital to protect this population. 44% of COVID-19 patients who died were residents at a long-term care facility. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Jackson County reported another 12 cases of COVID-19. Williamson and Union counties also saw new cases. A death of a man in his 90s was reported in Union County. SIU trustees are set to meet this morning with a historic decision on their agenda. If they approve Austin Lane as SIU Carbondale's new chancellor, he'll become the campus's first African-American CEO. Mark Morris chaired the search committee that vetted Lane. He says the process was a challenge, but he was very pleased with the finalists and with Lane's selection.
It was not lost upon us that two of the three candidates were from an underrepresented population with respect to positions like this. It wasn't lost on us, and we were very enthusiastic and pleased about that.
President Dan Mahoney agrees and says the object was to find the best person for the job, and he's confident they have.
At the end of the day, he was the best choice, but I think it's significant that it's, you know, the first African-American chancellor, and we're really pleased with that as well.
Trustees meet in special session this morning. If approved, Lane would start no later than July 6th with a four-year contract that includes a $340,000 salary. Local leaders are working to make sure restaurants and bars can reopen under the new rules set forth in Phase 3 of Reopen Illinois that begins today. More details online on our website, wsiunews.org. Good morning.